In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels.
Now I grew up down an old dirt road in a town you wouldn't know. My pops picked the place up for $1,500 back in 1964. A drinker back in the day put him down, but a war is known to change a man, and the whiskey's known to change a man. That's not me. I rarely drink from the bottle, but I'll smoke a little weed. I still live in the sticks where you wouldn't go, in a town of 1200 off an old dirt road, and a country boy is all I'll ever be. Now it's been 12 years since I sold my soul to the devil in LA. He said, sign your name here on the dotted line, and your songs they all set up shop on Sunset. He put me up at the Marquee and said, you wanna sell a million records, boy, better listen to me. He said, change your style, widen your smile, you could lose a couple pounds. And if you wanna live this life, you'd better lose that wife. Do you need your friends around? No, that's not me. 'Cause the biggest things in life are your friends and family. And I like my jeans and my old t-shirts, and a couple extra pounds never really hurt, 'cause a country boy is all I'll ever be. Hank taught me just how to stay alive. You never catch me out the house without my 9 or 45. I got a big orange tractor and a diesel truck, and my idea of heaven's chasing whitetail bucks. And as a country boy, you know I can survive. Now two flags fly above my land and really sum up how I feel. One is the colors that fly high and proud, the red, the white, the blue. The other one's got a rattlesnake with a simple statement made. Don't tread on me is what it says, and I'll take that to my grave. Because this is me. I'm proud to be American and strong in my belief. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again, 'cause I've never needed government to hold my hand. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again, 'cause my family's always fought and died to save this land. And a country boy is all I'll ever be.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me today. I'm going to have a good one for you today. That was Aaron Lewis. Man is a stone-cold patriot. Love Aaron Lewis to death. That was Country Boy. Kind of a appropriate song to start the show with, folks. I'm like a sophisticated redneck myself. Folks, before we kick off today's episode, I got to talk to you about the economy. I got to talk to you about Gold Co. Folks, if you've got money in a 401k, IRA, or savings, there's an IRA loophole for you to move that money into precious metals held by Gold Co. Call 855-756-2296. Protect your money. Folks, during the recession of 2008, gold went up by about 1,300% and silver up by about 2,400%. Precious metals like gold and silver always stand the test of time. Folks, the way that our government's printing money, we're $30-plus trillion in debt. The dollar bill now is more worthless than it has ever been, and it's only going to continue to tank. Contact Gold Co., 855-756-2296. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of customer reviews. The link is in the description of this video. So contact Gold Co. Protect your money. Protect your assets. Don't be one of those dumbasses who's like, no, I trust the government. I'm going to keep all my money in there. No, contact Gold Co., gold and silver. If you qualify, folks, Gold Co. will give you up to $10,000 in free silver. So here we are. Folks, yesterday I did an episode about the ATF bending about 40 million American people over the barrel, taking their big fist and shoving it up where the sun don't shine. We discussed the constitutionality of it. We discussed what people can do. We discussed what a lot of the pro two-way groups are out there doing. And let me tell you, it's a scary, scary thing. So Congressman Matt Gaetz, a couple days ago, actually proposed a bill to abolish the ATF. And thank God he did, because this is more bureaucratic bullshit from unelected officials and agencies who are overstepping their constitutional bounds to try to enforce or inject, like the bioweapon, their will on the American people. I never voted for any swinging dick that's in the ATF. They never ended up on my ballot, never voted for them. This is big government. This is tyranny. The ATF is an agency out there right now. It's almost like an agency that you would see in dictatorships and monarchies, not a country that is supposed to be run by the will of the people. And I said it yesterday, and I'm going to say it again today. We have elected, I will never refer to them as leaders because they are the furthest thing. I hate most politicians. They're mostly all scumbags. But we have elected officials who are charged by the people of this country to write laws and put them on the books. The ATF is not one of those people. So that's my major issue. Now, last night, I had a talk with a guy. That interview is going to be coming up next. His name is Bob Roach. Bob is the founder of the Pike County, Pennsylvania Second Amendment Sanctuary Movement. Now, folks, when this ATF, this unconstitutional, tyrannical ATF stepping over the bounds and taking a big dump on the Constitution ruling came out, well, I made some phone calls. I talked to some higher-ups I know at GOA, talked to some buddies at the NRA, talked to some folks at National Association for Gun Rights, and folks, let me tell you, NAGR, what an incredible organization. I know some folks with within the Dick Heller organization that I spoke to, but I figured, you know what? All of this comes back down to pretty much local. So I contacted Bob, and I said, Bob, I really, really, really love you to come on and kind of give us the rundown on what's happening. So Bob agreed, and like I said, Bob has done some incredible, incredible things in the Second Amendment movement, and he's a guy fueled by passion, and man, can I ever respect that. Folks, before I get into this interview with Bob, I have to, because this stuff is just so freaking awesome, okay? FourPatriots.com, all right? Now, I got this the other day from them. I actually went to FourPatriots.com, ordered it off their website, and I showed it the other day, but I want to make sure y'all get a good look at what I got here. This is a solar-powered charger. Now, listen to this. Like, this is, like, this is some high-quality stuff. You see the solar panels here, okay? You know, you got the little charging port there. It comes with some wires. Folks, 4patriot.com, they have the survival food. They've got the solar-powered stuff. They've got emergency walkie-talkies, solar-powered radios. You name it, they have it. Folks, go to 4patriots.com. Put in promo code Teddy. Save yourselves 10%. Let me tell you, like it came in this box, and professionally shipped. They are a top-notch, grade-A organization. They give a portion of their proceeds to veterans charities and their families, which obviously I'm a huge advocate for. And folks, let me tell you, with the way the world is today, and now you got the ATF, you know, pretty much making laws and wanting to come after our guns, you never know what's going to happen. 4patriots.com is that one website that can literally be that line between living and dying in a crisis situation. So, like I said, folks, I have a go bag ready to go, okay? For you guys at Hunt, man, I'm telling you, put one of these in your backpack. Everybody should have one of these in their cars. Power goes out, whatever, you know, your battery goes dead, you need to make an emergency phone call, charge it with the solar panels. I'm telling you. And look how slim this thing is. Like, this is just beautiful. But the big thing, too, is the survival food. It'll last up to 29 and a half years, and it's good stuff. That stuff, too, guys, let me tell you, I got it in my hunting pack, got a little bit in my vehicles, because, like I said, the key to success is being prepared when something bad happens, and 4patriots.com will ensure that success for you. Go to 4patriots.com. Link is in the description of this episode. Let me tell you, you're going to find so much cool stuff on there. You're going to end up ordering something. Promo code Teddy saves yourselves 10%. And shipping's quick, real quick. These guys don't mess around. So, folks, I talked about Bob Roach. We're going to go to that interview right now. Folks, I have with me right now Bob Roach. Bob is with the Pike County, Pennsylvania Second Amendment Sanctuary Movement. I'm going to let Bob introduce himself, tell you folks a little bit about him and his movement and what they do. And, folks, again, I ran the episode yesterday about how the ATF just wants to bend over about 40 million Americans and take their fist and shove it right up where the sun don't shine. And there's a lot of good law-abiding citizens out there that have questions, and they don't know who to turn to ask or to get clarification from. Folks, I've known Bob for years, and Bob is one of those guys that I know can lead me in the right direction. Even if Bob doesn't have the answers, Bob can say, hey, Teddy, you know what? Stupid. Go check here, go check there. All right? So Bob will lead me in the right directions. Bob, thanks for joining us today, brother. Tell us about yourself and your organization.
Well, thanks for having me tonight, Teddy. Well, I am the founding father of the Pike County Second Amendment Sanctuary. Basically, we started this movement back when our governor wanted to form a gun registry in Pennsylvania. So it took us almost 4 years to complete our mission to get our county to be declared a Second Amendment county. Along the process, we were able to get our sister county of Wayne County also to get it passed by talking to the politicians up there. And so we got basically a 1-2 punch within a week's period of time. We were able to take care of two counties.
Now, Bob, quick question. Let me interject. What exactly makes a county a Second Amendment county?
Well, what makes it really a Second Amendment county, Teddy, is basically getting the people in charge to actually stand up for their oath of office and to want to protect their citizens' Second Amendment rights. The thing about it is, though, is a lot of these politicians don't have the guts to stand up.
Well, we know that, brother. Oh. We know that.
Oh, we know. I mean, and then you got the politicians that are going to sit there and they'll appease you, and they will pass resolutions to say they're for the Second Amendment. But when the time comes, they won't be on the forefront, brother. They will not.
So your organization has had a lot of success with two counties so far in Pennsylvania, and When they declare that they are a Second Amendment county, what exactly does that mean?
Basically, what it means, Teddy, is that they're not going to help the state police or the feds enforce any new unconstitutional gun laws. So basically, what you're doing is you're saying to your, you know, your local residents that we're not going to use your taxpayer dollars to infringe upon your rights to bear arms. And that's awesome. That's what the whole mission's been about.
So, Bob, we talked the other day about this whole AR-15 race ban. Give our viewers your thoughts on this.
It's a gun grab, Teddy. It's basically what they're trying to do. Either which way you go about it, they're trying to make anywhere between 30 to 40 million law-abiding citizens into felons, period. That's what the whole mission is about. They want to get our guns one way or another. They want a registry so they can sit there and say, aha, we have you. We got all your information on the books now. And that's what they want to do.
So what's going to be done to fight this?
Well, I know from all my research that I've done so far, I know all the big gun groups like the Second Amendment Foundation, GOA, the
Dick Heller's group. Yeah, Dick Heller's group's going to go after them.
Yeah, they're all going to start their lawsuits and stuff like that. I mean, the common man doesn't have that kind of money to go out there and start his own lawsuit. The only thing we can do is get out and send every congressman, senator, send them letters. Tell them that we're not happy with what the ATF is trying to do. Because first of all, this is a rule. This is not a law.
Mm-hmm.
The ATF has no right to make a law. That's up to the Senate and Congress to make a law. They're just passing a rule, which to me doesn't mean diddly. So really, what are they going to be doing? If they try to enforce it, you're not breaking the law. So what are they going to charge you?
Exactly. So, Bob, I want to break this down for our viewers, and I actually have my Thompson AR-15 pistol. Yes, folks, Thompson, the same company that makes Tommy Gun. Bob and I both know the man that owns the company, and this is my baby right here. So, Bob, let's break this down. This was legal for me last week. Okay. But technically, yes, it's still legal.
Right.
But once the ruling, the way the ATF is interpreting it, is once the ruling ends up on the registration, and I refuse to register this weapon, then I'm a felon. And they could come to my house and try to take my guns, okay, and put me in jail for 10 years and give me a $250,000 fine. That's correct, right?
Yep.
So, and I'm thinking about this and I'm like, man, all this shit that I've done in my life, and this is what is going to make me a felon. Like, I don't get it, brother. I don't get it. So what on this weapon would make this an illegal weapon through the eyes of the ATF?
Basically right there on the end of the buffer tube is your fin right there. And that is right there is what the whole thing is.
So that's it. So, okay. So folks, watch this. Bob, I already loosened the screws up.
Oh, okay.
Now it's legal.
Yep.
Now I'm a felon.
Yep.
Now it's legal. And now I'd have to pay a $200,000 fine and go to jail for 10 years.
Correct.
Now, Bob, does this interfere with anything that happens in here?
No, that fin does absolutely nothing but to help brace and support you when you're firing it. That is it.
So take this off and I'm good.
You're good to go.
Now, I've been reading some rules too, that the ATF is looking at it as it's not just that, but the classification for a short-barreled rifle could possibly even be optics on the rail.
It could be optics. It could be iron sights. It could be a foregrip. I mean, they did have a form. It was form 4999, and they chose not to go with letting people fill out that form to see if their pistol was actually a pistol or a short barrel rifle.
So because of a $30 piece of metal, in my case, the slides right on there, I'd have to register it. Now, Bob, here's the thing, and I talked about this on the last episode. They give you 88 days correct. To, and here's what you're sending the feds. You're sending the feds your picture, a picture of your firearm,
yep,
your fingerprint, and your address. And then they have 88 days to determine whether or not that weapon is going to be considered legal or not.
Correct.
There's going to be an influx of about 30 to 40 million people. Like right now, the average is about a 30-day turnaround. How are they going to handle a 30 to 40 million person influx and have that done in 88 days?
They can't.
So you think this is a setup? No, you think this is a trap?
Oh, this is 100% a trap, Teddy. I mean, there is no way in 88 days they're going to be able to sit there and do all those background checks and all the paperwork and everything like that. They're just setting everybody up. And the other thing I thought about also to clarify it in a way, if you fill all that paperwork out and you send it in, you're basically agreeing with them that it's a short barrel rifle and not a pistol. See, there's another catch 22. Now you're basically telling them, oh yeah, I agree with you. That is a short barrel rifle and not an AR pistol, which we all purchased AR mm-hmm. pistol. Yeah. So they play the whole catch 22. They try to make you think that they're being, oh, be the law abiding good citizen, follow the rules and that they're making. But then there's a lot of trickery into it. It's just like the tax stamp. They're saying if you get it filed within the 120 days, they won't collect the $200 tax stamp fee. The ATF cannot waive the $200 tax stamp. So you will always have a $200 lien against you on the books with the federal government. So now what happens down the road? They make another rule and they say, well, we got to collect that. Now they're going to come after you for what? Compound interest and penalties for not paying it for how many years? So there's another catch.
And Bob, I tell people to, listen, I'm not about complying, or just walking right in and doing whatever the government and CNN and Rachel Maddow tell me to do. Now, the Second Amendment, Bob, shall not be infringed. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Do you interpret this as some sort of infringement?
You bet your ass it is.
So
it's a major, it's even like our state constitution, Teddy. It says shall not be questioned. So, our state constitution is actually even stronger than the federal constitution by state net. So when you think about it, everything that they do when they come after our weapons is basically an infringement and a violation to our rights.
So, no, brother, I agree. So, would you recommend people, because there's lawsuits filed, talk about the Fifth Circuit with the whole bump stock thing.
Well, the other week, the Fifth Circuit actually came out from down in Louisiana, came out and said that their banning bump stocks was totally illegal because really a bump stock does not turn a firearm into a machine gun like they were trying to say. So that's what happened with the Fifth Circuit and the bump stocks. So now bump stocks are, illegal again. Same thing like pistol braces. Pistol braces are not going to be illegal. You can still buy a lower with a pistol brace on it, but you just can't have a short barrel on it. You'd have to put a 16-inch barrel on it if you want to technically also keep it legal. So your pistol right there, either A, you take the piece off for the brace, or you put a 16-inch barrel on it. And then that, according to the ATF, is also okay.
So what's going to happen, Bob? This is going to be fought in the courts. It's going to take time. The ATF has given you Once it's on the books, they're giving you 120 days to comply, So what I would suggest a lot of folks doing, again, everybody's situation is different. If the ATF knocks on your door, don't say, well, Teddy Daniels told me. Folks, I said yesterday, I'm not a lawyer. I didn't stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night. It's just my opinion. And Bob, I'm going to ask your opinion. If I took this off and hung it back up, I don't have to do shit with it, do I?
Nope.
And then...
Nope. You're in right now, Teddy. That right there is in compliance because you have to have the buffer tube for that weapon to operate function. Without the buffer tube, obviously, it cannot function.
You know, sad part is I can almost still use the buffer tube as a short stock.
Right.
Okay, that's the sad part. And all reality, Bob, all I would have to do is put a laser sight on this, dial it in at about 35, 40 yards, like this is a CQB weapon, okay? Throw a laser sight on there. I don't even need sights. I don't need the shoulder of the weapon. Does that make sense?
Exactly. I mean, you know, the funny thing about it, though, is, Teddy, they started, pistol braces started coming out back in 2012.
Mm-hmm. Now,
they've been out for over a decade now. And now you want to come out and come after it.
Well, what is your thoughts of even, and I said this too, Bob, even if the ATF said, okay, you know what, we're going to grandfather everything in, but starting this day forward, it is illegal to purchase or sell. Well, you can't say sell. It's illegal to purchase those weapons. It's illegal for those weapons to be manufactured.
But the only problem with that would be, Teddy, is you would still be able to buy lowers with the pistol braces attached to them because those are not illegal. The only way they'd be able to trace anything is if it was actually a complete gun. Actually a complete pistol, because you got, you know, if you bought the lower and then you bought a barrel separately, then you basically make it and they wouldn't be able to really track it on that sense.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us that again, Bob.
So basically right now you got your pistol braces are attached to your lowers and stuff like that. So if you went out and you bought a lower and a pistol brace and you went through the background checks, all that other stuff. Now that's 100% totally legal. Mm-hmm. But now you went online somewhere and you decided you wanted to buy a short barrel. Well, they're not banning short barrels neither. So you still be able to buy a short barrel.
They're just banning the entire setup together.
Exactly.
Unfreaking real. Unreal. So what I might do, Bob, honestly, is once it's on the books, I'll give it 120 days. And then that 121st day, because this is my home defense gun. This is my truck gun. This is the gun that is good for CQB, for close quarters, whatever. Okay. It's got the short barrel, wave it around, doesn't bang on doorways. Okay. The iron sights, I've got a little red dot on there. But if the red dot goes out, boom, iron sights aligned. Okay, this is a 30-yard gun, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's a 30-yard gun. I'm not taking this out to shoot coyotes with, okay? This is a 30-yard in my house, on my property, F around and find out weapon. And now the government is taking that tool that I use to defend my home away from me. They're taking it away. So I think once it's on the books for 120 days, this will stay how it is. On day 121, there we have it. Okay. Then I wait for the court cases to play out. I know Matt Gaetz is yelling about, abolishing the ATF. And this is another case, Bob, of bureaucratic, non-elected agencies overstepping the Congress, the Senate, and the Constitution. That's what's happening here.
Yeah, and they're basically like, they just want to get our guns from us, Teddy, one way or another. And that's why they're playing all these games and they're sidestepping, you know, the actually getting it on the Senate floor and on the Congress floor to vote on it and stuff like that. Is they just going to keep on trying to do their backdoor registries that they want to set up. And they've been wanting to do that for years.
Now, Bob, you saw the movie Red Dawn, right?
Oh, yeah. Both versions of it.
Both versions. Brother, the first one's still my favorite.
Oh, yeah, you got that right. It's still
okay,
better.
The first one's my favorite. The second one's actually more realistic as to what would happen, but the first one's my favorite. But do you remember they went down and they got the list of all the gun owners?
Yep.
And then they rounded them up, okay? An armed society is a free society, and anytime there is a registry of your weapons, you are no longer free. You're no longer free. You may have the illusion of being free, but you're not free. Your best guess, Bob, what do you think is going to end up happening with this whole thing?
Well, it all depends on which federal circuit court it ends up into. I mean, you know, if we get one that's a liberal court system, they might side with them. I mean, if we get it into a good, like the Fifth, we got a good chance of striking it down. I mean, really, it should be struck down because they have no right to be making these rules without passing it as a law. And I mean, really, you think about it. It's a rule, not a law.
Well, it's a rule, but punishable by law. And that's where the issue is.
Yeah, and which doesn't make absolutely any sense when it's not a law. So how are you going to sit there and charge a person? Okay, you're going to charge him, he broke the rule, not the law. It's a total different ball game on that. And I just don't like how they're going about doing it. Like I said, it's all about just getting people registered to keep a list, to find out who's got what. And, you know, I mean, next they'll come up with some way to sit there and start even our long rifles and stuff. They're going to start to try to figure out a way to create a registry for that.
My problem, Bob, and you're absolutely right, is I acquired this weapon while it was a legal weapon, just like 40 million other Americans. And now they want to retroactively, and if you don't comply, you're considered a felon.
Nope.
On a retroactive rule. That's my big issue here. Again, this is not the America that I know and I love. I love my country, Bob, but boy, I got some issues with my government right now. Okay.
And we all do, Teddy. We all do.
I know you do, Bob. I know you do. And let me tell you, you and your organization, man, you guys do some great work. You go to townships, boroughs, counties, everything. Now, the Second Amendment sanctuary with what you're doing, it really has no effect on this ATF rule. Is that correct?
Yeah, basically what we do is it really wouldn't affect the ATF rule because that's federal. And then, you know, the feds will step in and they'll help have the state help them and stuff like that.
Well, Bob, let me cut you off here because this is very important. And this is something that I don't think a lot of people understand. There is one person in every single county in this country that can stop the ATF from coming in and confiscating guns. And I think you know who that person is.
Yeah, it's the sheriff.
The sheriff. The sheriff constitutionally is the chief law enforcement officer of the county. It all goes back to how our founding fathers set it up with ultimately all government being local. The sheriff is the only one who can say, yeah, they can't come in here and take guns. We're not. No. The sheriff can actually arrest the feds for coming in his county and going against him.
There's three states so far. Sheriff's already come out. You had Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Nebraska. So far, sheriffs actually have come out and said they are not going to enforce this new pistol rule.
That's awesome. Now, do you think the ATF has the manpower to go knock on 40 million doors?
No, The ATF doesn't have the manpower, but what they'll try to do is they'll probably try to get
local law enforcement to do it.
Yeah, they're going to try to set somebody as an example and stuff like that, and then hopefully everybody else will comply and stuff. But you know, Teddy, I mean, even the ATF doesn't have enough manpower. Neither does even the state police. We don't have the manpower. Even they don't have it to come in and what they got to do. So, I mean, will it ever happen? We hope not. But I'll tell you right now, the people that will find out first are the people that get disqualified after the 88 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you become automatically disqualified, they will be coming to get that pistol from you.
Exactly. Now, I think what we need is strong sheriffs across the country in every county. I think if every sheriff stood up and said, yeah, nice try, ATF, you can't come in my county and do any of that gun confiscation stuff. I'd love to see more of that across the country. Bob, where can people find your organization? Where can they follow you? Where can they get in touch with you?
We have a Facebook page, Teddy. We're the Pike County Second Amendment Sanctuary Group. So that's basically how we operate, is on Facebook. We do have an email address. It's the AR15223SASO@gmail. If they wanted to email us and stuff like that. But all of our information is on our Facebook page and stuff like that. And we do try to keep up, even though we got our resolutions passed in the two counties we're in, we still keep on finding information and putting it out there, especially like about the pistol braces and stuff like that, whatever's going on current, to try to keep all of our followers up to date and to make them aware of this is the stuff that's coming down. You know, I was even the other day, I was into one of my FFL dealers, and now the ATF didn't even really inform him what's going on.
Wow.
He's kind of clueless, and he's like sitting there going, you know, I got people coming in and wanting to dump these pistols because they don't want to deal with the hassle and stuff. And I said, well, that pistol right there, one thing you got to do is like yours. Take the little piece off the end, and there you go.
Take it off.
It's in compliance.
Boom, now it's legal. Too easy. And I'll keep it that way. Well, I'm going to put this back on. And then when the 120 days runs out, take that off. And then when the ATF's bullshit gets overturned or whatever happens with it in the court system or legislatively, then I put it back on. So it's a waiting game now at this point, unfortunately. Bob, now I know that there's going to be folks across the country who love what it is that you do. Would you be able, like if folks from other states contacted you and they said, hey, this is a great idea, we love what you're doing, can you share some info with us on how we can start our own Second Amendment group, let's say in Colorado or Wyoming or Florida or whatever? Are you open to that?
We're open to helping anybody. You know, when we first started, we actually reached out to Oregon State, and they gave us some pointers to start ourselves. I mean, we were the first county within Pennsylvania to start it back in 2019. And then, you know, it spread to different counties. And then we've had people email us from different states, different counties, different townships asking us for help and how we went about it and stuff like that. You got to be dedicated. It's like a second time. It's a second full-time job to be doing, to do this and stuff, and to stay on top of it. Cause even though, like I said, we might be done our main mission, but we always got to stay vigilant and stay on top of them, keep an eye out, because they're always trying to sneak in somewhere and undermine what we have accomplished.
Exactly. So folks, you're watching this. If like we have followers all over the country, if you, and you got to do this, like I said, I say this all the time on this program, all government is local. If you want to start your own Second Amendment sanctuary movement, it's AR15223. Catchy. You can't forget this email. I saw it one time and I already know it. AR15223SASO@gmail.com. Hit Bob up. And let me tell you, I've known Bob for several years. Solid dude, true patriot. and he's always out front leading the fight. Bob, I can't thank you enough for joining us today, brother.
Not a problem, Teddy. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, buddy. Stay in the fight, my friend.
Oh, we're going to.
Well, folks, there you have it. You know, Bob kind of lays it down pretty simple. And for all you other folks out there that view this channel and watch this program, if you're in an area and you would like to set up a Second Amendment sanctuary group like Bob has, and let me tell you, he's gotten a lot of work done, contact him. AR15223SASO@gmail. Folks, and my memory ain't the best. If I can remember that email, you can. AR15223SASO@gmail.com. Contact Bob. The guy is he's a hard worker. He gets it done. Folks, so, again, you don't have to agree with what I'm saying, but I'm all about Matt Gaetz's bill to abolish the ATF. We don't need them. It is just more and more and more big government overreach. It's not what this country was founded on. It's not what this country stands for. You know, my solution to the, I guess the left calls it a gun problem, and I've never seen or experienced a gun problem in this country, folks. I spent nearly 15 years as a police officer, never seen or experienced a gun problem. I've experienced a victim problem. What we need to do is just arm everybody. Give everybody a gun. Guarantee you, crime rates would freaking drop in a heartbeat, because an armed society is a safe society. Folks, I can't thank you enough for checking in today, hearing what I had to say, my two cents for what it's worth. Please visit my website, teddydaniels.tv. I'm on Twitter, @teddydanielsTV, and you can check out our Rumble channel at In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels. But first and foremost, we're always on Stu Peters Network first. Love you, folks. Have a great day. Thank you.